Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the Big Giant Head. All Big Giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Paul Angles back on the show. Paul has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 2 or 3 years. He's one of the top digital marketing experts on the planet, one of the e-commerce pioneers in the history of that world. He is the author of Marketing Automation, The Angles Report, the first ever comprehensive study of how marketing automation companies market themselves. He's here to help us put our best foot forward online and avoid the landmines. Right, Paul?
That's right, Jim.
A lot of people don't really think about landmines in cyberspace, do they?
No, and they really should. I mean, I listened to you the last part of your last segment, and skepticism is warranted.
Skepticism, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we use this sexy stuff, and I use it all the time. I mean, I'm the biggest skeptic. I'm the biggest antagonist in some ways of these companies while I'm using their technology. I'm not being hypocritical. I'm just pointing out that their capability to do harm, potentially, is greater than any other time in our history. We can't not be skeptical, try to prepare ourselves, not be informed. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely the responsible thing to do. That you need to be skeptical. It's fine to use the technology, but you need to hold them to account and really pay attention to what's going on.
Well, and you've got to realize what they're doing. They're developing digital leverage. That Ford never had digital leverage. IBM had digital leverage, but it was all about technology. It was contained in the power that they sold to companies to keep inside their ecosystems.
Right. No, this is networked technology and it's networked data, and we don't have any way to really get a hold of how it all works. I've read that Facebook doesn't really understand how Facebook works.
What's his name? The founder, I can't say his name.
Zuckerberg.
He admitted that to Congress, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Bald-faced said, we don't really know exactly. In fact, he even said that you might have to regulate us. What that told me was we have no idea how to be ethical in our business. We didn't develop it in any of our technology, and we don't know how to do it now. You're going to have to show us how to do it with the regulations. And I'm going to tell you something. That was the worst moment of any CEO before Congress, in my opinion, in history. What do you think?
I think it's right up there. It was a horrible admission, but you have to understand their systems are designed to optimize, and mm-hmm. they're completely agnostic. They're completely amoral. There's no morality doesn't come into it. It's just trying to squeeze every last bit to get the highest ROI.
But yet, Paul, we do know that there was some less than agnostic behavior there.
There were some
algorithms designed to what's the word I want to use? To differentiate,
and
discriminate. That's the word I wanted to use. We do know that they did that. Now that's not a cold digital algorithm there. That's an algorithm that's been designed to discriminate, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, without knowing exactly what happened and who did what, that was certainly the net effect of it.
Because we know, and I'm not trying to be liberal against conservative here, but we know conservatives the conservative messages were hampered during the last election. We know that. They admitted that.
Yeah, what if, there's all kinds.
What if it'd been the other way around? What if it'd been the other way around? Think about that.
Right. Now, they have the ability to hamper free speech.
Thank you.
We have never experienced before.
That's the word. Because now it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. If they have the ability to hamper free speech, we should all be join arms in skepticism. Promote them, help them grow their businesses, help them be successful, while we are also helping them not cross the line with their digital leverage into where they can harm us. And that's it. That's a trick, Paul. We've never had to perform in the marketplace. This is the point I keep trying to make to folks. This things today are different. This is different. This is not like any other time ever in history. Right back with Paul Angus. We're going to talk about Google AdWords. How are they behaving? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.